Chris.
Ah!
Oh, hey, audience. Didn't see you there because I'm blind. Welcome to the Nosebleeds.
Welcome to the Nosebleeds. I'm your host, Owen Small Jr.
Devin.
Curtis. Miles.
Paige Green.
Tim Nunya Carrier.
Noah Grimes.
Lame.
Wow, Devin.
All right.
We got quite the selection today.
Rowan yawns.
It's been quite a while since we've been here.
Rowan's
tired.
Let's talk about your Lynyrd Skynyrd trip for a second.
Yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is approved.
I really.
The only one song on this whole thing is really depressing, but then again, at the same time, it's just the beat of it. But the actual lyrics are depressing. Give Me Three Steps is extremely depressing.
Yeah.
Yes, you listen to it.
That is,
It's so, like, eventually mm-hmm. the words are really depressing.
It's like he's fighting a guy, but he wants to leave.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Really
great. In tune and everything.
So, Rowan, before we started, you said there was a bunch of commercials you were talking about.
I saw Stranger Things 2 commercials like the other day.
I didn't watch Stranger Things.
I didn't watch the first one, so when I was watching, I was like, what is this? And then at the end, it was like Stranger Things 2. I was like, okay. I don't care that much about it.
I think I saw a commercial for it. But I can't wait till it comes out, which is on Halloween night.
Yeah.
Oh, do you watch Stranger Things?
I wanted to watch it. I really like it.
I mean, the first one is still on
it. It was really well created.
It is.
I didn't watch it.
I never understood it. Is it for Halloween?
No.
Oh. Because to me, it gives off that, like, vibe.
It's
but
it's
like coming out
it's
on
Halloween.
It's kind
of like a sci-fi thriller.
What's the premise of it?
Yeah.
I don't even know
this
what it's
like.
It's like a
girl.
Bunch of kids in the
yeah, and, like, there's, like, another world type thing. Like, it's called the...
Upside Down.
It's like everything's identical, but like creepy kind of like there's a big foggy
like,
area.
It's so
like
it's like Twin Peaks.
Like
Coraline.
Coraline,
<Girl,
laughs> she goes to a funny thing and
everything's
a fun
like
a bar.
It's like the same, but everything like is still weird.
There's
yeah.
a show called Twin Peaks.
It's about the bar.
Twin Peaks Mall?
You guys don't know?
No, I've heard of it. I've never watched it, but I've heard of it.
They actually referenced a thing in Dungeons & Dragons, like in the show. I haven't either.
It's good. Well, it's good if you don't have a good game master.
Yeah.
If you don't have a good game master, then it sucks. Also, most shows, a lot of shows, reference it. Law and Order referenced it.
Law and Order.
So, I don't.
It's one of the biggest board games, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Behind an apple.
And so the thing about it is just that like, it takes a while to actually like build your character and like, I'm a nerd. So.
It's a big event type thing.
It's just, it takes, like, you have, like, one, because my friend used to have it, like, every Saturday, but then he blew out a speaker by playing All-Star. And we got literally banned, and it was grounded for a while because of it. So, but he's starting up again, but it takes, like, we had, like, two sessions, and we should go over, like, around, like, I think one, and we should leave, like, five of just making our characters. Then the other, like, days are just actually, like, playing the game.
Dang.
The one time I actually, like, played the game, I turned someone into a vegetable, not a tomato. I broke their spine.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
My dad plays Dungeons & Dragons, and, like, every Monday, he and his coworker buddies, like, get together. And eventually, like, this was going on for weeks, and I asked him, what happened? Like, tell me, like, what's happening. He goes, oh, we just left the village.
There's a lot of a lot of games of like Dungeons and Dragons with, like just left unfinished. There's a lot of games of them.
We'll never know.
You
know.
I have played a card game called Tau. I don't know.
Tau is fun.
Tau is good. Yeah,
what is Tau?
That's good.
It's Tau a very shortened miniature game full of cards.
Well, it's like it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but extremely just condensed and very short. And pretty much like the goal is no one survives; everyone dies at the end. So the thing is, it's just the game master. It's the same thing. You have to make like a very quick like game and stuff. And I've had some like really fun ones with my friends because we played a lot. And we just like you just go through. You can use your cards to kill enemies. And pretty much you're just trying to like get places. And at the end, everyone dies anyways. But yeah.
It's kind of similar. You have to have a really good game master. And
yeah.
Rowan, when we played it. They're just super fun.
I watched Key and Peele, and they did a skit over it, and they had like this a whole bunch of people like nerds, like, and they had this their cousin Jerome, who's like this hood guy, and he plays, and he goes, "Oh, pick up some prostitutes." He goes, "You can't do that." He goes, "I want to go to the brothel to pick up some prostitutes." And they go, you can't do that. Roll a dice. And he goes, all right. And he gets a 20.
Literally, if you roll a dice, you can do anything.
Yeah, this is the I guess we're getting prostitutes.
Also, there's a game card that we always take out. It's meta. And meta, pretty much, you could control the whole game, manipulate it to whatever you want for a short period of time. So let's say, like, you're someplace you don't like. You can choose meta and be like, ha, I'm not there anymore. Everyone is somewhere else. And you just pretty much change it. That's why we always take it out, because it's OP.
Yeah. You could, like, change all your stats.
You can't change it like all your stuff, but you can change like where everything is, what's happening and stuff.
There's a giant monster. God.
So like, let's say like,
you know what? It never existed in the first place.
You could be in the desert and then go to Waterworld, the movie.
Direct opposite.
That movie was a lot of money, by the way, just to create. It's one of the most like, literally Mad Max ever more.
I still haven't seen it. I've seen a lot of it.
Waterworld. It's dark.
It's Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah. It's Kevin Costner.
Watch like the first 15 minutes and that's all you need. It's like that's
I've seen a part where like there's a boy and like people grow live underwater and he's like the last person that's human or no, he can breathe underwater.
Yeah, I think that was the premise, like it was this kid who could breathe underwater.
No, Mel Gibson or who the main character can breathe underwater.
Yeah. Kevin Costner. Spoiler after 30 years.
Wait, that's spoiler?
Yeah.
Come on. Even early 90s or late
80s? It's mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mad Max, I'm playing this game that I really like called Cross Out. And it's like Lego cars, but Mad Max style. It's like Wasteland kind of deal. I like it. Oh. I don't know why I said that.
Did you ever play the... what's that soccer racing game?
Rocket League?
Rocket League. Did you ever play Mad Max?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It's pretty cool. They had like Mad Max cars and like the arena.
They have an arena that looks like Mad Max. Sand everywhere.
I hate sand. I hate the beach sometimes because of sand. Or like volleyball courts.
Hey, do you like speak into your mic? Not
oh my god, I'm sorry.
That's
no, like, yeah, honestly, though. I literally do not like going to the beach because of sand.
No, sand is the reason why I hate going to the beach.
And the thing is, I'm from Jamaica, and I go to the beach like every single year. And I live like, I go there every single year, but sand is the worst thing on the planet.
I want to go to Hawaii, on one of the islands where they have black sand because of the volcanic ash.
I've been to Hawaii. Do you know the sand in Waikiki was actually brought there because all of its coral, and so that sand was imported. Yeah.
Imported sand.
It's like,
you need sand, we got it.
There we go. I forgot what animal or something that was like, it's actually not even native to America.
Horses?
Yeah, horses are not cows. Native to America, so they actually imported them over here.
Cows are.
Kangaroos, or not kangaroos, camels are not imported, or camels are imported from Australia to the Middle East. Like, they're not native there at all.
Yeah, and, you associate them with, like, Egypt.
Yeah, cows are from
they're not.
They were brought on boats. Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark? What?
A little bit of history for you guys.
What? Okay.
They brought a whole bunch of cows on the boat.
Santa Maria, Christopher Columbus brought
his cow butts. Yeah. And then killed all the Indians.
But the cow had to be pregnant. Because if the cow wasn't pregnant, then it would just die.
He raped and killed a lot of animals.
Why did we get...
Columbus did that.
Why are we talking about Columbus?
Yeah, he didn't rape anybody. They kill a bunch of people because he wanted their gold.
He killed a lot of Cubans, and
he thought they were Indians. So.
He went to the Pacific. Were you Americas.
There? He thought he was in India.
Yeah, he was a horrible. He was horrible.
No, that's why we don't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. It's just a student holiday now. But the school.
I mean, I still think Columbus was not really a good school, but hey,
there you go.
True.
Kind of a bad
Columbus Day.
Technically, I'm not going to say he founded America, because technically he didn't like
it. No, America didn't.
Actually,
he didn't even
did you say America found America?
Yeah, there's a guy named America. His last name is America.
What?
There's a dude named America that has. No, that's why his name is
America. The guy whose last name is America drew a map of America.
Vikings
credited.
The Vikings kind of found America, but
they found, but they didn't.
They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. They were like, yeah, oh man.
Anything, the well,
because like, how
were
they supposed to tell people?
Technically, it was because
that's what Native Americans. Have, Native Americans have Asian descent. So,
yes.
There you go.
But if we're gonna be real technical here, the people who went on the ice bridge, the Native Americans who went on the ice bridge to America, discovered America.
Yeah, the Asians.
If we go farther back, we're all Africans.
There you go.
Yeah, they say that a lot about. They say that a lot of times too, though. So I'm not sure if they're actually like African.
Well, because
they said about literally everything they find.
Well, the
because they found bones no, are like, they found the, you know the they found the oldest bones. Then the first oldest bones like, oh, we must be from that. Then they found another oldest bone. They must be from that. Then they keep going back. So wait, the next bone we find, it could be in Australia. Like, oh, we originate in Australia. That makes a lot of sense.
You know what
that's what they're gonna say. It's like NASA, who always goes like, oh, how many planets are in the solar system? I don't know. Maybe 10. And like, then they tell us what another planet's like light years away. They don't know.
There's 8.
I'm not saying that. That's not the point. What I'm saying.
The solution to your problem.
I'm just saying it's a bull.
The solution is that, like, the reason is just because we're off map. Solution.
I'm not from Africa. Don't ever tell me.
Does anybody here know all three boats?
Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
Something.
Oh, the Nina.
The Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Yeah, I remember Nina. Okay. Only because of that Ed Sheeran song.
I know the song from like kindergarten.
And then when he reached when he reached Cuba, he saw the people. People were really nice to him. And he's like, I'm gonna come back with a whole army and kill him.
There you go.
That's how life goes. Yeah. Suck it up, buttercup.
So did a lot
literally,
of
though. Like,
so did
people,
a lot of Middle Eastern people.
Yeah, like literally, you could talk trash about the white man going to America and like, oh, killing all the Indians, but Indians have been doing that to all the Indians for years, and white people kind of fought the Indians for like 400 years before they even did anything else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the thing is, like, people like want to like put blame on a lot of stuff, but it's everyone in general. Wars have been going on for hundreds of thousands of years. Like, you can't change it. So, like,
wars usually fight over money, land, or religion.
Yeah. It's just, I don't care. I'm just waiting to die.
Have you guys been, like, seeing that ISIS is dying? Good. Like, they lost their capital and their largest city.
Good. Yeah, good. In Syria. That doesn't mean that they're dying.
Iran. Iraq. No, one of the two.
One of the two. Yeah, that's how good.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. You don't know your Middle East.
I just watched the last period.
Watched what?
I mean, honestly, whatever goal they were achieving, it wouldn't have lasted very long. They would have, like, broke down and turned into something else.
That's why I'm gonna cut it.
Okay, is this a movie or are we just talking about history?
The capital is Lebanon. It's called,
Oh, it's Lebanon?
Yeah, it's called...
Lebanon's one of the most peaceful Middle Eastern countries. You do know this.
Which country?
Lebanon.
Oh.
Lebanon's a beautiful
Lebanon.
Country, actually.
Honestly,
you never hear about
Lebanon
it. It's so peaceful. No one cares.
Jordan's pretty good, too.
Yeah, Jordan and Lebanon are very beautiful Middle Eastern countries.
Now, I think Jordan's a good idea. Movies of history. Historical movies. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Oh, my God.
Is that a good movie?
No.
I watched it, and I laughed. I mean, it takes itself really seriously.
I remember seeing it in the theaters and just going, why? Like,
why?
Yeah.
I thought it was straight to DVD.
No.
It was in theaters. Like, I remember I was little. Oh, I can't remember how old I was. But I would walk in the theater, and it was just, like, freaking vampire.
I was, like,
I remember seeing just three years, like, it was Abraham Lincoln. And I honestly died. I want to watch it, though.
I've never seen it. I always thought it was straight to DVD. I was like, this movie sucks.
Does he have a chainsaw in it?
No.
Or, like, a shotgun or something?
He has a stake.
I don't think we would have a shotgun.
I wasn't sure because, like, I was really confused on it. I mean, they have vampires, so what do you think?
Okay, so
what if we're gonna try to go in the time period? I don't think they would have a shotgun.
What are your favorite historical war movies?
I still haven't seen
Black Hawk Down and The Patriot.
Oh,
probably my favorite.
Dunkirk is really good. There's like no dialogue in it. Like, we even talked about this.
I'm pretty sure it's on DVD right now.
I'll pirate it.
No, but Dunkirk, for the know-how, like, there's no dialogue in it. It's just really good.
It's very
really
visual.
Good.
Patriot's really good, yeah. And so is, what's that, Mel Gibson movie? Yeah, there
you go. Okay, Braveheart, to be fair, it's one of the most inaccurate historical.
It's still a good movie. It doesn't matter.
Hey, yeah, it's like a good movie, but we're talking about historical.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But I mean,
it's a fun movie to watch. It's a good movie,
but I'm down the British.
I remember watching a commercial.
Yes, yawning before you talk, bro.
No, I remember watching a commercial. I was watching a commercial yesterday, and it was like. It was impeachment. Like, this dude was like, we need, like, because he was saying, like, do you want, like, a president, like, blah, blah, blah. But everything he said was bad. We literally proved that Hillary did. And then he was like, impeach Donald Trump. And all I was thinking was, I could prove everything you said wrong, dude. If you have actual facts, because I'm not, like, if you have actual facts and you hit me with it, then I'm totally down.
Yeah,
that was 100%
surprising. I wasn't for either the candidates.
But the thing is, the like,
emails are so sketchy.
I wasn't
any
candidates.
32,000. And I did not know I deleted 32,000 emails. You know the possibility of that? You must be brain dead.
Did y'all see the CNN ad where it's like, we're truthful? And it literally has, it has an apple. And it was like, you may think this is a banana, but this is an apple. Just like, what are you trying to prove?
I saw a sticker
by
says,
saying
and he just jumped on a car. I'm like, you do realize who's next.
Yeah, literally.
Oh,
yeah, literally.
Oh,
impeach
Mike
Trump.
Pence.
Okay. If
I do
you
think
wanna,
Pence is better than
literally
Trump,
though. If you want to impeach Trump,
that's why Indiana
you don't care that he's your president.
Years.
You just care. You don't, because you don't want to impeach him because you don't want him, because you don't like what he, like, just in his past or like what he said. Because, but if you impeach Trump, Mike Pence is going to be there.
Yeah.
He's still a Republican Party. Like, and
Mike
it's
Pence
not
is more,
anything.
Mike Pence is the most conservative person in the White House.
Have you
so
seen Indiana
say,
in the last few years?
What?
Indiana's been really good, actually.
Yeah. Indiana?
But,
no, Indiana's been doing really well under Mike Pence.
That's all that matters.
I remember yesterday in my French class, this one girl was like, I forgot, England or something. No, French is like, they have free college. Uh-huh, America's terrible. Literally, free college equals more taxes.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
yeah. A lot
who
more
do you think
taxes.
Is paying for the free college?
Yeah, like,
I'm sorry.
One,
you know, New York State has free college. It's going bankrupt. New York State cannot afford.
And Bernie Sanders was like, let's do free college. Dog, you don't know anything about economy, man. Like,
no,
not
Bernie Sanders
works.
Is like,
he probably
healthcare
a,
for all, government funded
health.
Like,
literally,
he
has grandchildren, like, I'll get you free college, kid, don't worry.
No, don't
like,
worry.
He wants healthcare for all, which Canada is doing that, but no one goes there because the lines are so long.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with dentists. The reason why British people have bad teeth because the lines are so long, like, no one's gonna actually wait there. Because there's no point of doing
I get
that.
Free healthcare. Now, I go to an Indian clinic.
One thing I saw with Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders
because
I'm
an American blood
is that Ted Cruz like destroyed it. It's like,
yeah,
if you want
yeah.
access for everyone to have healthcare, why did you sign for Obama, which gives everybody access, but it makes everybody wait longer and it gives
yeah.
so like 6 million people lost the doctors.
You know, people died because they couldn't get like heart or any like organs.
Yeah,
people like want it. I understand why people are like, yeah, other countries are the best or something. Free college, woohoo. But the thing is, they're thinking about themselves and their time. You have to think about the long run, what it's actually going to do.
Like social security.
A lot of
it's, yeah, it's like
destroying your economy.
A lot
yeah,
of just like what everything
is
going to like
so
do
bad.
In the long run. Like, you have to think like beyond like yourself.
Yeah.
If you actually want to like get to like a problem and like the solution stuff. Nothing in this world is ever going to be perfect, and that's what people are looking for. And I've accepted that.
Utopia is... You cannot create utopia.
Yeah.
It is an impossibility.
People are going to whine, and nothing...
No,
something's
there is
like
one way to create
if
utopia.
People
were,
if
eliminating all humans. There you go.
Then there
that's
go.
Not
yeah.
even true though. Because
I mean,
animals kill each other. Literally, animals kill each other. That's not true.
That's the food
they
web,
kill
bro.
All life.
But the thing is, like... Yeah, literally. That's the food web. No one's... Nothing's going to be utopia. And... Dog, I'm just waiting to die. That is my end goal in life.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna... I will not make it come quickly. I'm gonna wait it out.
Europe's been, like, pretty good the last few years, but, like, they've been, like, slowly
what? What?
Europe has been...
No, like, they've been good for a long time, but, like,
have
they've
you
been
alive?
They've
been
declining for a while, I'm saying that.
That's true, yeah.
To be fair... Okay, sure, yeah.
Because, like,
the
European
thing
Union is
the...
a good idea. Like, we should all, like... I'd be cool if the whole world was, like... You know, like, you know, United helps each other out. That'd be awesome.
The UN is done. Literally, they're leaving. A bunch of countries are leaving.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a
I
good thing.
And
so
I mean,
like,
I understand.
We're making NATO like Superman.
No, I understand like the whole country is like everyone coming together and being like, together. But at the same time, that's not gonna work.
You yeah. know what NATO stands for?
Shark NATO.
You're trying to come at Tim, but he's like, I got you.
Devin was like, I'm going to stump you on this
one. I got
you.
I got
you. You know OPEC stands for?
Oil, petroleum, something.
Yeah.
I remember yeah. it was something that was
Tim.
In the 70s. So, and protects oil.
You know that Obama sold our
oil, petroleum, embargo,
our uranium to the Russians?
Yeah.
Son of Bargo.
He did. It starts what?
With, literally, yeah, he sold like 20%. Like we, 20% of our like uranium goes to Russia because of Obama.
$18 billion to Iran. Thanks, Obama. Thank you. Thank you, Obama. You want to hand Iran nukes? You just did.
It's like it's.
Russia would trade that.
And you know what? Giving it to Russia, you know, one of Russia's allies is North Korea. So indirectly, we're giving North Korea uranium to build nukes.
To destroy America.
Are they?
We're destroying ourselves.
I thought they were allies because.
I thought they weren't.
Russia is friends with China, and China's really close to.
No, China hates North Korea.
China
does not like North Korea.
But it's their.
They're their biggest.
It's their only communist ally.
North Korea is their biggest trader, is China.
Yeah, but China doesn't like North Korea.
China doesn't like,
they share a border
because North Korea has
Korea
leverage
like,
over China.
We don't have to like someone. That's not how that works.
Devin, you don't have to like someone I'm trade with them.
Germany, when Hitler was taking control of Germany, they didn't. It was boarding other countries. He didn't like them. He invaded them.
But I read that North Korea was sending quote unquote volunteers to go to Russia and build the Olympic Stadium.
I'm just waiting for Vladimir Putin to bomb the Middle East.
In Seoul? Or no?
See, in Russia.
What country was it? Again, Russia. Well, I mean, what city?
I don't
know. There's a sun.
Wait, guess how about the Olympics? Yeah. Was it the winter? It was like
yeah.
Sochi.
Yeah.
Sochi, that's right.
Well, no, they're not building the Sochi Olympic Stadium. They're building an Olympic Stadium in Russia.
Yeah, Sochi's in Russia.
For the 2018.
Yeah, the winter Olympics was in Russia.
No, it was or is?
It was.
No, but this is
recent. No, this has happened. It's 2018 Olympics.
2020 is going to be in LA, right?
2020.
I know some players are going to be here.
No, it's going to be in Japan.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
It's going to be here.
You know what my favorite? The mascot for 2020 Olympics is Mario.
Really?
Wait,
I think so.
Oh, that's so cool. That's going to be the best Olympics ever.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean... What'd you say about Dallas? The NFL draft is going to be in Dallas.
No, the Olympics, like some, I don't forgot what year was going to be in Dallas.
Wait,
let's say it was political stuff for On the Spectrum.
Oh, yeah, across the spectrum with me and Tim.
Don't promote on my show.
We're cutting the plug in now. We're plugging it out.
Hey,
there you go. We're unplugging your plug.
I heard an epic meme. Okay, don't promote on my show.
No, we're not. We're promote.
No one does.
Shut up.
Well, technically, that's foreign media, so we could talk about it on the show.
Yeah, but they're literally promoting on my show. They're self-advertising on my show.
We're not promoting now. Hey,
word, though.
Actually, your mic's kind of low.
Okay, is my mic low? I don't know.
Wait.
Plug it in all the way.
Oh. Is it bad enough?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see.
Oh, well. It's been fine the entire time.
Yeah, I don't think it's done.
Okay, so... Yesterday, apparently, it was announced that Michael Bay is directing the Dora the Explorer movie.
Okay, let's get off this topic.
No! Me and Tim have been on this.
I don't know what to
As
do.
Long as it's like College Humor, I'm gonna be okay with it.
Well, you know what? It's not gonna be College
no,
Humor.
No, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be Michael
have
Bay.
Have you seen the College Humor one?
I did.
It's
watched
hilarious.
It with you when you pulled it on the camera.
Yeah, it was gonna be three episodes.
Isn't Michael Bay like a pedophile? He does a lot of shots of just like ass. And like,
that makes sense.
Throwing sex.
I'm supposed to be like underage girls.
Yeah. No, Dora the Explorer
is
Michael Bay.
That's gonna be the window.
You know what?
How are they gonna do the monkey?
That's a good joke.
Taking an actual monkey.
I want a monkey.
Oh my god, I didn't realize they said that.
You guys could go.
I don't know what we're talking about.
You guys were talking first anyway, so go.
They would get a CGI boots. Just a CGI monkey. Get a real monkey, then do the little mouth things
that they do in movies.
That's exactly
like right. Disney shows. No, that one Disney show with the dog, the talking dog, whatever.
Shaggy Dog?
Yes.
Oh.
A dog with
the
blog.
I was talking about the movie Shaggy Dog.
Tim Allen. That's
that
a good movie.
He turns into a dog, and then he like talks, and then he's like, I'm a dog, kids.
Tim Allen's best movie.
But what was a good movie is with Kevin Spacey turning into a cat.
I saw the trailer, I didn't watch it.
What is it?
So,
it's Kevin Spacey.
I literally thought this was a joke when I saw it, but they turned Kevin Spacey into a cat with Steve Buscemi. Or not Steve Buscemi.
Christopher Walken.
Is it last year?
Yeah, it's a recent movie.
Yeah, then I saw that and I was like, that's his remake of Shaggy Dog.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Why Kevin Spacey? Why are amazing?
Why? Cats are so stupid.
Cats are cool.
Like cats dogs are better. I just don't
prefer dogs are my favorite. Dogs are better.
But I like dogs. I'm gonna be honest. I cried yesterday thinking about my dog. Like, I was like, my dog could die in 4 years, like, because he's eight.
Don't say that!
I literally sat there and cried,
my
like, for
my
an
dog
hour.
Died when he was eight.
My dogs are 11.
My dog's Maltese, and they live from 12 to 14.
You know what's yeah. When I was, like, Maltese. 12 or 13, I moved to Pennsylvania. Like, 2 weeks before I moved, my cat died. And then, like, she was 18, or no, she was 14, she had diabetes. And then 2 weeks later, my dog died. And then the next week, we moved to Pennsylvania.
I'm honestly gonna cry.
The thing about me, though, is, like, I don't think I'm gonna be like that sad if my dog lives to like 13 or something, because I want them to live like as long as like a full life.
My grandma's dog's 18 years old.
See, that's a good dog. Like if you're like
a small dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, small dogs live.
A Shih Tzu.
Yeah, small dogs.
I didn't curse. I said Shih Tzu.
I know. A small dog live for a while. That's why like Maltese and stuff. They live like 12, 14. My other dog, my Maltese is like 4, and my other dog is like not even 1 yet.
4. Yeah. You have a while. Mine's 8.
Mine's like 5.
He's probably gonna die when I'm in college and he won't be with me. And so I'm gonna have to go home.
Stop!
No, I can't.
My dog's either 5, 6, maybe even 4.
You don't even know how to.
Wait, I bought it when it was 3-ish.
Like, you bought it?
I bought her when she was like 3.
Thank you.
Wow.
I bought her when she was like 3 or something like that. She was
abandoned. Did you get it from a puppy mill or like just
rescue? No, it was like, puppy. Is that like, this lady was at
PetSmart,
and she had like she wasn't part of PetSmart. She was just like had a whole bunch of
dogs.
They
have those
there.
Like rescue.
Yeah.
I think my dog was beat before I got her because like my dad rolled a newspaper up to spot a fly. My dog cowered in the corner.
Oh. I got my German Shepherd from this guy. It's not a puppy mill, but he just raised dogs like German Shepherds.
Like a breeder.
Yeah, he's a breeder. And when we took her home as a small little puppy. My small dog, he's like a Chihuahua, but he's like 9 years old. He would always bark at her and then force her into like a corner. And like now, when she like got super big, he did that again, and she was paws up in the corner, peeing herself.
Chihuahua in the
yeah.
Small dogs are demanding.
My puppy, he's really long. He's a wiener dog in Labrador, and every time, like...
Yes! It's so cute!
And every time, like, he loves people to death. I've never seen such a happy dog when it comes to people, because my other dog is really, like, she's shy, he doesn't like a lot of people. But if she's too happy, she pees. If she's scared, she pees. So, like, and two of my friends, every time they come over, she pees. So I have to clean up pee every time they come over.
How's your mouse, dude?
My mouse is awesome! I love my mouse to death. She's extremely weird. She wants to get out the cage, which I feel bad because she's all stuck in the cage, and I'm probably gonna do something where, like, I'm gonna put stuff up so she, like, roam around, but I haven't had time to do it. But today, in the night, she'll climb underwater, go upside down on top of the cage and walk around, and then I try to put food in her bowl, and she was, like, trying to jump on my arm to run up my arm. She's done it before, and that spooked me at night. But, like, she, like, run up my, like, she'll try to do stuff, I'm like, be fine, no, he didn't stop.
I had a dwarf hamster, and he would get out of his cage all the time, but then we'd find him in the weirdest spots around the house. But we wouldn't find him, my dog would find him. But my dog, like, you think, okay, a Maltese, they originally, like, actually hunt rats, like, that's what they were.
Yeah, my Maltese literally tried to, like, growl and bark at my mouse all
yes,
the time.
No, but then, like, when he found him, he would just sat there, I'm like, are you not gonna eat him? Like, are you okay?
Eat him. What are you doing?
No, he would always find him, and so anytime my mouse, like, my little dog hamster would get out, I honestly would start screaming that my dog would eat my hamster.
Oh my gosh, my hamster got out. When I had a hamster before, it was, like, years ago. When they used to get out, or one. She was a pain, because every time you try to pet her, she'll bite you. So I'm like, why? So it was just a pain to do anything with her. But, like, she'll get out, and we spent, like, an hour or, like, two just, like, looking for her. And I forgot where we found her. I think she was actually, like, in her house, in the cage. We were so, like,
triggered.
Because, like, one person said something, and then everyone started to panic. It was so salty. It was so bad.
When I had a rat,
you are a rat.
So when I had a run a long time ago, I also had like 3 cats. Now you think that would be a bad situation, but my cats, like, they're like the weirdest cats in the world, and you could place my rat on top of one of my cats and it would be It was very fun.
Place a cucumber on top of one of those, see what happens.
Huh? I did that once.
I've done that before.
What did I do? They did nothing. They just looked at it.
It should scare the living crap out of your cat.
Cats think it's like their tail.
Or they think it's a snake,
that's what it is.
Yeah, we can look up videos later. Okay. It's hilarious watching videos.
Well, the joke I was going to say before is Pakistan. I can't Pakistan this heat.
Oh my God.
Hey, knock knock.
That's your bad joke.
What?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Soup.
Soup who?
Superman. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. That's it. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Peace out.
And rats. Bye.
Our rat viewers.